As much as the world's focus has turned towards the Israeli withdrawal of illegal Jewish settlements on occupied Palestinian land in the Gaza Strip, hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees in Lebanon, the majority of whom were displaced through the creation of the State of Israel in 1948, continue to demand their right to return to their villages, towns, and cities throughout Palestine. Mohammed Shablok and Stefan Christoph visited the Lebanese refugee camps and filed this report.
On the bustling streets of Lebanon's Palestinian refugee camps, Israeli withdrawal from Gaza delivers no concrete change. Hundreds of thousands of Palestinian refugees in Lebanon continue to struggle for survival in overcrowded and war-torn camps, while articulating a united call for their right of return. Khalud Hussein, a Palestinian refugee from Bosha Barashni camp, explains.
I think about this withdrawal, I'm not that optimistic about it because maybe it's a good step for the Palestinian inside Palestine, but not for us as a Palestinian here. Because with all these agreements, they just canceled us from their plans. They never talk about our right of return. All their agreements were between the Palestinians to establish the Palestinian government, but we are not mentioned in these plans. So that's why I'm not optimistic about it.
Forbidden from owning property, working in over 70 professions and legally defined as foreigners, Palestinians live in Lebanon without any basic social or political rights, as second-class citizens. Today, unemployment in certain camps reaches 80%, while it is commonly estimated that more than half of the refugee population lives in poverty. Today, Palestinians in the camps of Lebanon are demanding that the Lebanese government grant them full social and civil rights, while continuing to articulate their demand for a full right of return to Palestine. For Palestinians in the camps, these two issues are closely related. Wasim Mahmoud, a Palestinian doctor practicing in Bosha Barashni refugee camp on the outskirts of Beirut.
Not giving our civilian rights in Lebanon, weakening our infrastructure structure. Education, I tell you, is weak now. We have now much social problems. We have to strengthen ourselves. I don't mean by weapons only. Strengthening our social infrastructure to think how to deal with policies, how to struggle better in order to get our right to return back home.
Many Palestinians living in the camps of Lebanon view Israel as an illegitimate state, founded on wars which directly resulted in their dispossession. In the face of Israel's withdrawal from the Gaza Strip, Palestinians in the refugee camps of Lebanon continue to articulate the history of displacement which defines the Palestinian identity. Adil Al-Ali of the General Union of Palestinian Students in Lebanon.
We see the Israeli withdrawal from Gaza as a defeat for the Zionist project. The Zionist project is based on establishing a Zionist state on Palestinian land. Accordingly, when Israel withdrew from the Gaza Strip, it's a defeat for the Zionist ideology. We do not say a defeat in the militant meaning. We say a conceptual and ideological defeat.
The withdrawal of illegal Jewish settlements in the Gaza Strip has been applauded by the international community and governments throughout the world as a historic step towards a resolution of the ongoing Israeli-Palestinian conflict. While the demand for the right of return, voiced by Palestinians in the refugee camps of Lebanon, remains unanswered. This is Stefan Christoph with co-producer Mohammed Shublak, reporting for Free Speech Radio News from Beirut, Lebanon.